Yes, you can. Yes, you can. In fact, connecting to the present moment is what we teach children when we teach them mindfulness. Teaching children mindfulness is in the direction of them becoming aware, more aware of their surroundings, of the present moment. So definitely from a meditation point of view, you will find that children have a natural ability to be in the present moment. Much easier for a child to be in the present moment than for an adult. Yes? A child is not that intellectual yet. A child doesn't think they're in control yet. Adults think they're in control of things. You know, in spite of what the havoc that this virus is causing in the world, both from a health perspective and from an economic perspective, humans are still trying to retain control. They're still trying to pretend that they're in control, the adults. Yeah, we've got this, we've got this. Of course they don't have it. We pretend to be in control. We're not in control of anything. We're not even breathing. We're not even making our hearts beat. It's all happening. But we think we're in control of the world. But we're not even in control of our own breathing. Yes? So a child doesn't think it's in control. A child still has that innocence, that sense of wonder. So it's very easy, it's very good from a young age to teach a child how to expand their awareness. At school, they're going to learn how to concentrate. Concentration is trance, right? Concentration is a form of trance. So they're going to get plenty of opportunity at school to learn how to concentrate. But what school is not going to teach them is how to relax the mind, how to expand the awareness, how to be in the present moment, how to be spatially aware. And if they can be taught that ability at a young age, then it's much easier for the child to be dynamic, to expand and contract, to expand awareness and contract awareness, and not just to stay in the focused state all the time where us adults are. Yes? Good. Breathing techniques is a little bit different. There are specific breathing techniques that can be used for children. Not all the adult breathing techniques are suitable for children. So when it comes to breathing techniques, techniques like that, then one needs to be more specific. Good.